the origins of the novel coronavirus will arrive in China on January 14th. The National Health Commission says the WHO team will visit China to conduct joint scientific cooperation with Chinese scientists. WHO experts visited China twice to carry out cooperation on origin tracing last year, respectively in February and July. Shijiazhuang has taken a raft of measures to ensure heating, gas and water supply as residents observe home quarantine amid a new cluster outbreak of COVID-19. All residents in the northern Chinese city have been told to stay at home for 2 weeks since January the 6th. The city has registered more than 200 confirmed cases since the beginning of this year. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam has congratulated the Chief Justice of the Court of Final Appeal, Andrew Chen Kui-Noon, on his assumption of office. Lam said she's confident that the judiciary will continue to be a bulwark of the One Country, Two Systems policy, and the judges will continue to safeguard the law and administer justice without fear or favor. The chief executive vowed that she will continue to steadfastly safeguard judicial independence, stressing that there is no conflict between an executive-led system and an independent judiciary. China's top court has demanded intensified judicial work to fight monopolies and unfair competition. The Supreme People's Court said extensive work should be done on determining how to verify monopolistic practices of platform businesses, regulate data collection and use, and protect consumers' rights and interests in the digital sector. The top court also urged efforts to ensure market entities equal access to resources and foster a unified procedure-based market system that enables fair competition. China's top banking and insurance regulator has slapped fines totaling almost 200 million yuan on institutions and individuals in its first crackdown on financial violations this year. The China Banking and Insurance Regulatory Commission has fined 7 financial institutions, including Industrial and Commercial Bank of China. The bank was fined 54.7 million yuan due to violations including inadequate information disclosure for its wealth management products. The China Development Bank, one of the country's major policy banks, was fined 48.8 million yuan for breaches including the illegal collection of loan commitment fees from small and micro businesses. South Korean President Moon Jae-in has said his government can hold dialogue with North Korea anytime, anywhere, and even in a contactless way. Moon said the main power of the Korean Peninsula peace process is dialogue, coexistence, and cooperation, which helps open a way for peace and coexistence in the process of addressing the COVID-19 pandemic. He invited North Korea to join a regional dialogue for healthcare cooperation in Asia, saying Korean cooperation to tackle the COVID-19 outbreak could expand into a cooperation in dealing with other safety issues such as the infectious disease of domestic animals and the natural disaster. Moon said his government will make its last effort to achieve a great shift in dialogues between North Korea and the U.S. and between South Korea and North Korea in accordance with the launch of the Biden administration later this month.